KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports, the girls' state basketball championships continued yesterday in Des Moines. In a Class 3A quarterfinal, Unity Christian beat Roland Story 70-42 to advance. Then they moved into the 4A quarterfinals, where balanced scoring and a hustling, trapping defense was a winning combination for Glenwood all year long, and it worked again in the opening game of the 4A state tournament. The top-ranked Rams shot 62% with an efficient offense that produced numerous layups and close-in shots as they beat Wallert Catholic 79-57 to reach the semifinal round for the second straight year. Six players scored at least 9 points for Glenwood, led by Abby Hughes with 15. Emma Hughes scored 13. Coral Matheny and Madison Camden each had 11. Ellie Scarborough and Brinley Arnold each scored 9. That win keeps Glenwood unbeaten against Iowa competition and sends the Rams into a semifinal game with a 20-3 record. Also in action yesterday in 4A, Ballard's stifling in-your-face defense took the Bombers another step on the road to the state championship game. The second-ranked Bombers shut down a veteran Harlan team and got enough offense for a 38-27 win in the 4A quarters. Three quick steals at the start of the third quarter fueled an 8-0 run that erased Harlan's 14-13 halftime lead and sent Ballard to its 22nd win against only one loss. Molly Isle led Ballard with 12 points, including 7 free throws in the final 2.5 minutes to secure the win. Claire Schmitz led Harlan with 11 points and 11 rebounds. The Cyclones have won 2 state titles, reached the state tourney for the 14th time, and they finish 17-6 on the year. The other two Class 4A quarterfinals saw Central DeWitt, saw Dallas Center Grimes beat Bondurant Farrar by a final of 43-32, and also Central DeWitt battling North Scott yesterday as well. In Class 2A quarterfinals, Maquoketa Valley beat Rock Valley 51-35, and also Nottoway Valley made a pretty good impression in the school's first state tourney appearance as the unbeaten Wolverines raced out to an early lead on the strength of their outside shooting, then made the plays they needed after that to beat defending state champion North Lynn in the 2A quarterfinals. Fourth-ranked Nottoway Valley moves into the semis at 10 o'clock Friday against another undefeated team, top-ranked Maquoketa Valley. They're both 24-0. And Nottoway Valley's 53-47 win yesterday over North Lynn was led by freshman Lindsay Davis, who had 20 points on 5 of 6 free throws in the final 121 to keep her team safely ahead. Maddox DeVault added 17 for the Wolverines, and Corrine Bond contributed 9 points, 8 rebounds, 6 steals, and 2 blocks. Lexi Shike scored Nottoway Valley's remaining 7 points and added to her line with 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. The Wolverines finished with 15 steals in all, forcing 24 turnovers. Up today in the girls' state tourney, the other two quarterfinals in 2A, Dyke New Hartford playing Trainer in the opener. That's at 10 o'clock this morning. Trainer, the 7th seed in the tourney. And West Branch will play Grundy Center in the noon game. In the 1A quarterfinals in this afternoon, top-seeded Bishop Garrigan will face Springville in the 2 o'clock game. We'll have the 4 o'clock game for you here on the radio. Chris will be in Des Moines to bring you Exira EHK facing MMCRU. That's coming up later this afternoon. Marcus Meriden Cleghorn Remsen Union is the MMCRU. Exira EHK is unbeaten at 23-0. They're the 4th seed in the tourney. And again, we'll have that starting at 3 o'clock with the pregame. 4 o'clock is the scheduled tip time today. Also then, Newell Fonda will play Kingsley Pearson, St. Ansgar versus Montezuma to round out the quarterfinals at the girls' tournament. In boys' basketball last night, sub-state finals were held in Class 4A. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln was a winner as they'll move on to state. The Lynx beating Southeast Polk 58-43. In other games, it was Ames over Ankeny Centennial 57-37, Johnston over Cedar Rapids Kennedy 65-63, Cedar Falls beat Cedar Rapids Washington 57-28, Dubuque Senior over North Scott 62-40, Pleasant Valley over Iowa City Liberty 57-46, Dowling Catholic beat Valley 61-51, and Waukee over Ankeny 74-54. All those 4A boys winners move on to state. Well, a slow start was costly for Iowa State to close out their home season. Texas used a 23-4 first-half run to take control as the 14th-ranked Longhorns cruised to an 81-67 win yesterday in Ames.
That 5-6 minute stretch was the difference in the game. That's the bottom line. You know, we were able to get the game back manageable. And we had a good second half for the most part. But that little run was the difference in the game, and credit them.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones had 17 turnovers and made just 8 of 28 from three-point range.
I think when they started pressing and changing defenses, made us make some more decisions. That really changed the landscape of the game, but too many turnovers in the first half. Good thing second half we only had three. And then on the offensive end, you know, when you look back, a lot of opportunities we had, we just didn't convert on.
Iowa State falls to 0-16 in the Big 12 this year. In top 25 men's college hoops, third-ranked Baylor clinched its first Big 12 regular season title, but number two Michigan was unable to wrap up the Big 10 crown. Jared Butler had 25 points, and the Bears bounced back from their only loss of the season, outlasting number six West Virginia 94-89 in overtime. Meanwhile, fourth-ranked Illinois made its case for a number one seed in the NCAA tourney as they crushed the Wolverines in Ann Arbor 76-53. Also in the top 25, number 5 Alabama, a 70-58 winner over rival Auburn. It was 12th-ranked Arkansas, 101-73 over South Carolina. Number 18 Texas Tech, 68-49 over TCU. And number 23 Purdue, 73-69 winner over number 25 Wisconsin. Drake coach Darren DeVries believes the Bulldogs are an NCAA tournament team no matter what happens this week at the Missouri Valley Tournament in St. Louis. Drake is 24-3 in the second seed after stumbling in its regular season finale against Bradley.
In a year like this, I think you have to consider all the factors that go into play. And you look at, you know, where our losses came from, the amount, you know, with the amount of games we played in the short period of time there to finish up the year. You look at the injuries we've had and still been able to, maintain ourselves pretty well. I think we are a tournament team.
DeVries doesn't feel losing All-Valley point guard to a foot injury will hurt their chances at large. That's Roman Penn, their point guard. Leading scorer Tank Hemphill could return this week after undergoing foot surgery. Drake will open up Friday against the winner of Thursday's game between UNI and Illinois State. The Iowa Hawkeye women open the final week of the regular season at 11th-ranked Indiana. Tonight, as the Hoosiers beat the Hawkeyes, their first meeting in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes are 10-7 in the Big Ten coming into that one. The Iowa State women close the regular season at home tonight against Kansas. Cyclones are fourth in the Big 12 with a mark of 11-6. The top-ranked Iowa wrestling team will enter the Big Ten tournament this weekend after having not wrestled since February 7th. The defending conference champion Hawkeyes had to pause team activities for 10 days because of positive COVID-19 tests. During that time, all the Hawkeyes could do was run outdoors to maintain conditioning. That pause coincided with the record cold spell in the Midwest. Alex Marinelli says he couldn't imagine athletes in other sports going out for runs when the temperature was 15 degrees below zero. The Hawkeyes shared the Big Ten regular season title with Penn State. That's a check of sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.